Father, we thank you that you sent your Holy Spirit at Pentecost, and we ask now that we may acknowledge your presence here today as we think upon being filled by your Spirit and listen to the words that were spoken by Peter, that reflect the words spoken by Joel, and that reflect what happens in our lives today, because we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Actually written down here, over the last few weeks, and then I thought to myself, actually it's probably over the last few months, we've been looking at Genesis, at what it means for us today. And the amazing thing about the Old Testament is that it speaks to the people of that time, but also speaks to the people of Jesus' time, and it speaks to us today. The books of the prophets particularly do this. Isaiah onwards in the Old Testament is the prophets, and they seem to particularly have a message both for Jesus' time and for our time today as followers of Jesus. We're going to sort of touch on the passage of Joel. I'm not going to go through it word by word, but we're going to have a little look at the passage of Joel, which Peter thought was so important that he repeats it to the people at Pentecost. He saw that the message applied to what was happening to them that day when the Holy Spirit had come down on Jesus' followers. I suppose you could say that God's gift of the Holy Spirit provides faith in the hearts for all the lives of every believer. Those who lived during Jesus' earthly ministry didn't always understand that truth, that Jesus was the Son of God. They saw miracles. The miracle of feeding the 5,000, for example. A very good example, in fact. After that miracle, people pursued Jesus for this bread of life. They didn't understand that actually Jesus was the bread of life. When Jesus pointed out that he was the bread sent from heaven, many left. Even Jesus' closest disciples were challenged by this. The ones that stayed with Jesus were the ones blessed by the gift of faith from the Holy Spirit. Just as the Old Testament and just as on that first day of Pentecost, so also today, God pours out his Holy Spirit. It's a glorious gift from God. It's a practical gift from God. Let's look first at the Holy Spirit being a glorious gift from God. Joel was one of God's prophets during the time of the Old Testament. God had chosen Joel. God's prophets had a twofold mission in life. First, they received God's message from God. Secondly, God's prophets relayed God's message to God's people. Joel proclaimed God's message of repentance to God's disobedient people. I'm just going to read you, going back a few verses to verse 13. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. It was a glorious gift from God. Then we move on to verse 28. That wonderful promise about God's Holy Spirit. It says, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. That's what God's message was. I will pour out my Spirit on all people. It's an amazing message, really. It was certainly not a message they'd heard before, because God's Spirit was only on individuals at different times as we work our way through the Old Testament. And here's this verse saying, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. God promises to pour out his Spirit on all people, not just prophets or priests or kings. The Hebrew word for people means flesh. Flesh counts for nothing, Jesus said. Then we go on to verse 29. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. Well, being the sex I am, I had to pick that one up a little bit. God's spirit was to come on both men and women. This again is a glorious gift. Remember that prophets have been only men, and priests and kings were also only men. All flesh, all people. And it would include servants, anybody. The servants were often people that were outsiders, but it says on all servants. God pours out his Holy Spirit. We see this special outpouring on the first Pentecost. The disciples spoke to people from every nation under heaven. This morning at the 11 o'clock service, we had young Sarah reading that bit that comes just before the bit in Acts that we heard, where it says all the different people that were there listening to Peter as he spoke. And she was amazing at speaking I'm glad that I didn't do that to Alison, actually, and get her to read all those different people. But that's what it's saying. It's for all people. The people heard the disciples and understood what they were saying, and what they were saying was important. The disciples were declaring the wonders of God. As Peter continues preaching to that crowd, he preaches about Jesus' life, death and resurrection. These are the very same wonders of God that have been poured out into our hearts too. God pours out his Holy Spirit. This is God's glorious gift for and to his church here on earth. Thankfully, the Lord God is not fussy. The gift of the Holy Spirit is God's glorious gift because it's meant for and provided for all people, all flesh. God's message is no longer given only to a prophet who then relays that message to God's people. God's word comes to all people. For we were all baptized in one spirit into one body, where Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one spirit to drink. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Words from Corinthians. God's church grows. God pours out a glorious gift of the Holy Spirit on all flesh. What does God's gift of the Holy Spirit mean for us today? God's glorious gift is the guarantee for believers that eternity belongs to them. By grace, the Lord God gloriously and miraculously changes us into members of his family. Every believer is a child of God. Every child of God will inherit eternal life. It's not just a glorious gift, it's a practical gift. Joel receives God's message. Joel relays God's message to God's people. Joel is probably as much amazed at this message as the rest of the people of God. God's word coming to all people, servants, men, women. This was gloriously amazing. Up until this time, God's spirit was only rested on a few chosen people. But now God was saying it was for everyone. Well, what was it for everyone? Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. God's word would be revealed to sons and daughters. Old men, young men will know God's message. Joel didn't know when this would happen, but he knew it would. But at Pentecost, Peter declared the fulfillment of Joel's prophecy. God poured out his Holy Spirit in a practical way. People from all nations received God's word. God pours out his Holy Spirit. The gift of the Holy Spirit is faith. There are many gifts, but first of all, the gift is faith. Without faith, there can be no other gifts. The gift of saving faith freely comes by the working of the Holy Spirit. Once again, we're reminded that God does not show favoritism. God would have all people to be saved. God's saving message is not meant for a few chosen people in Jerusalem or Judea or Galilee or Rome. God wants all people from everywhere to come to his saving knowledge of the truth. Such is God's practical gift of faith. God pours out his Holy Spirit. The gift of the Holy Spirit is God's most valuable gift for all believers. Without the Holy Spirit, there is no faith. Without faith, there is no forgiveness. Without forgiveness, there's no eternal salvation. God pours out his Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God's practical gift for us. By grace and in his mercy of God provides us certainly in an uncertain world. And I think we're all very much aware of what an uncertain world it is at the moment. By faith we are blessed to be able to look beyond the distractions of this life and focus on our treasure in heaven. By faith God gives us many gifts. Believers are given hearing ears. Our hearts of stone have been miraculously changed into hearts of flesh. We know Jesus Christ as our Saviour. This is God's practical gift of the Holy Spirit. Knowing Christ means we also know, confess and believe in the way, the truth and the life. God pours out his Holy Spirit. The prophets of God were blessed to receive God's message. The prophets of God were privileged to relay God's message to God's people. Today God pours out his Spirit on all flesh. This is God's glorious and practical gift for each and every believer. In Joel it says, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Like most gifts, God's gift of the Holy Spirit is undeserved, unearned. Our gracious God freely gives. Our world seems to be almost always in a hopeless state. No more than the things we've heard recently. But God pours his Holy Spirit to give us eternal hope. God pours out his gifts. Pours it out like a bucket or spilt glass of water. Once poured out, it spreads. God pours out his Holy Spirit on each one of us. This is a gift, a practical gift. It's not just for us. God's Holy Spirit will guide us so that we can spread the word to others. Joel knew, Peter knew, and we can know it too. May our prayers for others be guided by God's Spirit. I thought rather than having a time of intercessory prayer, that we'd take this time now to just reflect on the Holy Spirit. Maybe ask the Holy Spirit to come into our lives. We know that when we become Christians, the Holy Spirit comes into our lives. But so often we need that refilling. Because if we're giving out, we need to... It's like a pot of water with holes on. The Spirit just leaks out as we give out. And we need to keep refilling. So this is that opportunity to just ask God to minister to us here and now. What's God saying to us as a church, but most of all at this moment, what's God saying to us as individuals? Is God saying, prophesy, dream dreams, have visions? What's God saying to you now? We're going to leave a time of quiet, and then John is going to just sing quietly in the background as we ask God's Holy Spirit to bless and fill us at this moment.